January 26, 2014, Sunday afternoon service. Today we are going to review Psalm 43. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against any ungodly nation, or deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. These passages make me think of Jesus Christ. He was judged guilty by the lawyers and Pharisees and was handed over to Pilate to be crucified. Jesus told them that they were like whitewashed tombs which look beautiful on the outside but on the inside are full of the bones of the dead and everything unclean. It's not like they did not know God. They actually had the knowledge of God. They might have known Genesis and other Old Testaments better than us. They had Word of God, and they were the spiritual leaders. And Jesus and the Pharisees read the same Bible, but they each came to very different conclusions. They deceived people and did not have justice, hated the truth that Jesus preached, and they killed him. So if we were to follow Jesus, you have to know that we might also be persecuted by unjust people who hate the truth. Our church gets criticized too. We are not being persecuted for doing something wrong, but we are being persecuted for reading the Bible as it is. Some people get upset and we receive angry emails when we point out that some of the doctrines that they teach are not written in the Bible. We are not legally persecuted now, but never know, it might happen in the future. So we have to be prayerful about it. There will be wolves in sheep's clothes, and then some Christians will persecute others who sincerely follow the truth. That's why this prayer, deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, is so important. In the world, there are salespeople who bring deceitful deals, and the same thing with the Christian world. Some people might bring you deceitful doctrines that are too good to be true. I say this over and over again because I have been a big victim of that too. I told you before that I used to attend the Brethren affiliated church. Many members of this church were from successful and privileged backgrounds like teachers and doctors. They felt that they were the elite members of the society, and I'm talking about them as an example, and not because I have anything against them. That the name Brethren came from the Revelation, and that's how they called each other in the Church of Philadelphia. The name Philadelphia means brotherly love, so they believed that they should be all equal like brothers, and they should not have anyone who has more power over them. So they expelled pastors and teachers and other kinds of leaders from their church, for they believe this is the word of the Lord, and they cannot go to the other church because they have pastors. So what they do on Sunday service is all the men take turn for a weekly message, and some people don't even know how to preach, and ended up talking about something completely different. I did not learn anything from their preachings. They cannot have a proper service since they just chat away the whole time. I endured this for a while, thinking that this is the way of the Lord, but I knew in deep down that something was very wrong, so I prayed for God to save me from this situation. Then God opened my eyes, like them denying having a pastor was wrong because the Bible clearly says so. They were deceived. So they deceive others. Even now, when I meet someone from their church, they get turned off and I tell them that I'm a pastor. But even if you feel trapped, just keep seeking God and He will guide you to the place where He wants you to be. Verse 2 and 3, for you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Your light and your truth are so important. Let's look at John chapter 8, verse 12, which talks about the light. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. If you walk in the pitch dark, you cannot see, but if you walk with someone who has a flashlight, you can see the path, like there's a step or there's a ditch. The same thing with the spiritual walk. As long as you walk with Christ, you always see the light. And I believe that we're doing exactly that. We do not belong to or affiliated with any large church. We are completely independent. And we do not have any great leader. But we are led by the Christ. And we pray and we prophesy and in our time of gathering. And we are not swayed by the false and evil doctrines." And we have read from 2 Timothy in the morning service, and we understood that the warning of the end time and an assault of the evil spirit. We learned about the perilous time and the fierce man who was demon-possessed. In Greek, they actually used the same word for perilous and fierce. From that, we see the nature and the work of the evil spirit. We also saw the Paul mentioning about the magicians from Egypt. Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, and Moses is the one who brought down the Ten Commandments, and he is the symbol of the law. There was a mention of two tablets, but two tablets means the Old Testament and the New Testament. So in the last days, we know that so-called Christians will be resisting the word of the Lord. They are disapproved concerning the faith, so they are disapproved to enter into the blessings. So going back to John chapter 8, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And we are committed to follow the light without focusing on the messenger. Let's look at another passage about light. John chapter 12, verse 35. "Then Jesus said to them, 'A little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light.' These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them." The characteristics of light is that light does not always stay. As the sun goes down, and it gets dark real quickly. When I visited another town looking for a particular place, we could not find it. We started the search very early, but we could not find the place and kept looking for it. And when it started getting dark, we got worried because you cannot read the street number or the household name in the dark. But it got dark before we found the place. Just like that, the sun is not out there for 24 hours. So is the light of God. Jesus himself said to walk while you have the light. Then he hid himself after saying so. Very symbolic. He said it and he left them, meaning the light was gone out of them. So when you sense that you have the light from God, do not take it for granted and treat it lightly, thinking that it will always be there. I know we all have busy life, but do not ignore when God is shedding the light on you. Because as Jesus disappeared from people when they were still looking for him, God's light shedding on your life won't last if you don't pay attention to it while the light is there. It happened to me too. I had a revelation and I felt like I needed to be discipled. I made that decision very quickly, and when I had the revelation, and my pastor told me that I may be rushing, but I didn't think so, because I felt like that the light was guiding me at that moment. If I waited for a month or so, I might have changed my mind. John also talks a lot about the truth. Let's also look at John chapter 8 and verse 31. "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, 'If you abide in my word, You are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Jesus answered them, Most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. This is a little hard to understand, but is very important. So the truth shall set you free, but from what? Freedom from sins. It is hard for us, even Christians, to be free from our sins. So if our lives are about fighting against our own sins and you never become free from it, people who look at you from the outside would never see Christ in you, like Pharisees or whitewashed tombstones. No one would know what's inside because outside is all painted white. But such life would lead you to hell or Gehenna. Jesus said, A slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Just like Ishmael, the son of a slave, got kicked out of a house. And if you're a slave of sins, you will not stay in God's house. You will be kicked out. Only the son who is free will inherit the house like Isaac. The requirement God asks is to be free to enter into his house. Many Christians spend their time over unimportant things, but not focus on the important issues like this. Our purpose of life as a Christian is to become free, as it says in the Bible. So how do you become free? The truth shall set you free, as the verse 32 says. As learning the truth and the becoming a disciple is the same thing, as it says, If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. I myself learned the truth as I was discipled. My eyes were opened to many things. The truth means the real thing, not a fake stuff. There is this type of tea that I always buy. So I went to a vending machine the other day and I inserted coins. But the tea I wanted to buy did not come out, but instead, the machine spat out a coin which I had inserted, thinking that it was 10 yen coin. But it was a coin from overseas, so the machine did not accept it. So if we did not have the truth, the real thing, anything other than real will be spat out from his kingdom. That's why knowing the truth is so important. So I decided to be discipled, and I decided to do the works for the Lord, and the truth was given to me, and I was not rejected like a fake coin used for the vending machine. I pursued the truth, so I stayed in it, and God had freed me from many sins. So now I'm using that energy, once used for the world, for other things for the Lord. I used to have a lot of free time because God could not use me. But I got busier as I pursued the Lord, like we talked about, the vessel of honor and dishonor. And to your tabernacle, then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you to disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall not yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. We have no reason to lose hope. We do go through various trials, but that led me to see the truth. So keeping and seeking him, and he will use all of you as vessels of honor, as he has done for me.